I'm Daxney.
And I'm Zoe.
And you're listening to
Songcast,
your local Shazam.
In each episode, we will cover history of music genres and featuring upcoming releases from emerging local artists.
From rock, hip-hop, R&B, and country, trust, we have covered you with all the bops. Now,
sit back, relax, get your beverage of choice, and let Songcast bless your ears. So today's quote is, music doesn't lie. If there's something to be changed in this world, that it could only happen through music. Jimi Hendrix.
Joining us in the studio today is Tom Hayes from the band The Twister. You may know him as Tom Hayes from CTV, but we know him as one of the cool professors here at Seneca.
I'll take it.
Welcome to the studio, Tom.
Thank you both. Ooh, round of applause.
Yay! In the studio!
Thanks for having me.
Let us talk about Be My Girl. How did that song come about? And what was your thought process when it came to writing the song Be My Girl?
So let's talk about what Be My Girl is first. So that was in the early years of the Twisters. And we had a handful of songs that we wrote, and that was one of them. And that was our more popular one, but it didn't go anywhere. We just enjoyed playing it live. In fact, we still played it live until just a couple of years ago. And it was just a fun rock and roll tune. Three chords, and something you could dance to and move to, tap your foot to. Like Jimi Hendrix says, what'd he say?
Music doesn't lie.
Music doesn't lie.
Not.
There's also another old famous saying that says when it comes to writing music, all you need is three chords and the truth.
Yes. Yes.
And it's so true.
And how did the group come together, the Twisters?
So we were all in our late teens, early 20s, and we all grew up in Scarborough, and everybody in Scarborough wanted to be a rock star. It was just well known. Everybody played. Everybody jammed together. A lot of people put bands together. So we knew each other through mutual friends, and we just got together one day in a basement somewhere, and we started playing, and we realized it works. Now, those three original guys are no longer in the band. I'm the only one left.
Who is your biggest inspiration when it comes to your rock style?
So my biggest inspiration is a little band called The Beatles. Any ever heard of them?
Yeah, of course.
I have no idea. No, I'm playing. Of course I do.
I'm not going to lie to you, Tom. During class, I was actually listening to them while I was working.
Well, you need to let me listen along. No, they're my favorite group. They're my favorite act and my favorite musicians. John Lennon, Paul McCartney were the songwriters. I remember from a very young age, my older brother's albums, I would take his albums and play them. And then when I started playing guitar, I started playing their type of songs. Our rock and roll influence goes back past the Beatles, though, back to sort of the pioneers of rock and roll. So for me, it was Chuck Berry, Little Richard, a guy named Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, who started this. Nobody really started rock and roll. It evolved.
Yes.
But they sort of grabbed on to what was happening as the evolution came from rhythm and blues and gospel and country and western, as it was called. And it all sort of progressed through the 40s and then into the 50s and then became rock and roll.
The first rock and roll records were made in the early 1950s. So these records were a blend of African-American R&B and country music. The rock scene encompasses a wide range of subgenres, so including classic rock, glam rock, punk rock, hair metal, grunge, or like, well, my personal favorite, you know, 90s grunge, synth pop, alternative rock, and many more. So with that being all said, I see a lot of discussion and discourse on people saying rock is dead. How do you feel about that?
Ouch.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe rock is dead. The pulse may be beating a little slower because it's a different kind of music. And there aren't a lot of young musicians getting together to create music the way that we did back in the 70s and 80s. And that was in a basement with three or four other people playing different instruments. And that's when it came together. Today, music's created in your bedroom, on your computer.
Yep.
And then you might email a file, transfer a file to somebody else, and they might add something and send it back. So I don't think it's as raw, as sincere, and you can fix so many things today, whereas you couldn't back then. You just had to sort of perform. So I think a little of the magic for me has gone. But there's no doubt, turn on the radio and what are you hearing? A lot of old school stuff, but not a lot of new rock and roll. Right, there are some bands out there that are trying, but it's tough. So I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's certainly not as prominent or dominant as it was.
And do you have any current rock bands or even artists that you are liking today?
Today, you mean like a new rock band?
Yeah, like current right now. Or even if you can, local as well.
Anything that has caught your attention. I was going to say your eye, but your ear.
Yeah. There's a band called One Bad Son. They're from out west. Canadian band.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fabulous. That is the last CD I ever bought. It was probably a couple years ago.
Nice. Yeah. And where are they from?
I believe they're from Calgary or Edmonton.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But, really great stuff from them. Went to see them at a small club in Oshawa a couple years ago.
Did you play with them?
I did not. No.
Did they recognize you?
No, they did not.
That's terrible. Everybody knows who you are, Tom. You're the cool one. They should be like you. Come up and play.
Well, I still play now, and it's still fun. But I can't say that there's any brand new rock band that's come out that's sort of caught my eye. Maybe Greta, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they kind of sound like Led Zeppelin. And, you know, they're okay.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. What about yourself?
I don't know. I like to stick to the oldies and the goodies.
What is next for you? What do you have going on?
Well, our next gig is this Saturday. We're playing a club in Etobicoke called Timothy's. A lot of great musicians play there. Just found out it's sold out. So it's going to be a fun show.
So we can't even come?
You can come. There's just for standing room. There's,
you can stand. That's the fun part of music. That's live music.
They're going to leave me in the back. You'd hear me, Tom. You wouldn't be able to see me. I'd be like, call Tom.
No worries. You'll be like crowd surf to the front. I'm like, there you go, girl. You better get
it.
Okay.
On to the stage. We'll give you a tambourine.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
No, I love it. That's good. I mean, even like you said, like standing up too with live shows, I think it's so important.
Yes.
I think it's so important. Even if you're standing at the back or whatever, it's still a good time.
My favorite is live music.
Yep, me too.
I love going to see live music. I'll sit in a little restaurant with just a guy playing a guitar and enjoy my time there. Live music is best. I think that was a bumper sticker.
I was like, and if it's not, writing it that be. Down. That should have been my quote at the beginning. I should have just wrote that down.
Live music is best.
You heard it here first. Trademarked.
Yes, trademarked by Tom Hayes.
Oh, my goodness. And where can people find your current events that you have going on?
Great question. Just go to thetwisters.ca and you'll see our schedule.
It's funny how you emphasize ers with the S. Twisters.
Because that is the name of the band.
Yes. Is it? Twisters.
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 TheTwisters.ca.
Well, thank you, Tom, for coming into the studio with us.
Thank you.
And thank you all so much for listening.
My pleasure.
To Songcast. And speaking of Songcast, our Songcast of the day is...
The Twisters.
Be My Girl. Thank you for listening.